Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you my favorite songs. And we're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7 in Emory and Henry College, Virginia, Emory, Virginia, the southwest tip of the state of Virginia. And tonight I've got quite a variety. I'm starting off with the song I ended last week with. It's called Chan Chan. It's by the Buena Vista Social Club. As you know, we've been estranged from Cuba for many years, and back in the 90s, a group went down to Cuba and was able to collect together some of the finest musicians of 20 or 30 years earlier, before all this embargo stuff, and get them together and bring them back to the U.S. and have them perform. And they were fantastic. They made a movie. They made CDs. They were just wonderful. And this is my favorite song of theirs. It's called Chan Chan. It was written by Ry Cooper, I think. It's a traditional thing, too. It's got some other parts. Anyway, it turns out Chan Chan was at one point a city in South America around 850 AD to 1470. So 600 years. It was an Inca. The Incas killed it. Had about 30,000 people in it, the largest city of that era. And that's Chan Chan. But the song, of course, is in Spanish, and I happen to like this song a lot. It just catches me. Here we go with Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club. Thank you. That was Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club. We're taking a little geographic tour here. I just came from Cuba. We're going to Africa, then to a part of the U.S., Louisiana in the swamps. Then we're going to Anchorage, Alaska. That's going to be our geographic tour. So the next stop is Africa. This song is called Africa. It's by a group called Toto. It was recorded in 1982. It was their biggest hit. The band leader, David Paich, and his drummer, Jeff Porcaro, wrote the song. And they played it over and over so many times that by the time they got through making a record, recording things, they were tired of this song and were going to leave it off the record. And at the last minute, they put it on. They decided to add it to the record. And it became their biggest hit. It's called Africa by Toto.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
That was Africa by Toto. Now we're going to Louisiana. This song is called Alligator Man, and it's by Sal Valentino, near as I can determine. And I got it from a Warner Brothers songbook album, 1968. Sal Valentino was also the front lead singer for the Bo Brummels, and had quite a career there. So this is Alligator Man. And I picked it up off this record I got, and it was I'd get these sampler records, and I'd listen to all those cuts, and if I liked one, I'd save it. This one I saved. So this is Alligator Man, and as far as I'm concerned, it's from Louisiana, and it's Cajun. That was Alligator Man by Sal Valentino from 1968. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. And Wombats, that part of the title is my excuse to throw in anything off the wall or odd or different. And I do have a wombat for you later tonight, so hang on. But now we're going to Anchorage, Alaska. The entire population of the state of Alaska is 623,000. And 275,000 live in the city of Anchorage, the largest city. And of that 623,000, 98,000 are American Indians or Native Alaskans. I thought that was interesting. So this song is by Michelle Schacht. And Michelle Schacht got her name when she was arrested at a demonstration. And the police asked her name, and she said, Michelle Schacht. Like Shell Schacht. Michelle Schacht. And they put it down, and that became her stage name. So she performs under that name. And this song is Anchorage. And I think it's true, more or less. She got a letter. She sent a letter to a friend, and the answer came back from Anchorage. And the friend has become a housewife. I gather that Michelle Schacht was kind of a punk rocker, and in her day probably was a bit wild. And this is one of her good friends. And the friend is writing back saying, hey, Shell, what's it like to be a punk rocker in New York City? And here I am, a housewife in Anchorage, Alaska. So they were sort of comparing notes on how their lives had diverged. I like this song.
I'd took time out to write to my old friend. I walked across that burning bridge, mailed my letter off to Dallas, but her reply came from Anchorage, Alaska. She said, "Hey girl, it's about time you wrote. It's been over 2 years, you know, my old friend. Take me back to the days of the foreign telegrams and the all-night rock and roll in Asia. We was wild then. Hey Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Hey girl, I think the last time I saw you was on me and Leroy's wedding day. What was the name of that love song you played? I forgot how it goes. I don't recall how it goes." Got a better job, so we moved. Kevin lost his tooth, now he started school. I got a brand new 8-month-old baby girl. I sound like a housewife. Hey, girl, I think I'm a housewife. Hey, girl, what's it like to be in New York? New York City, imagine that. Tell me, what's it like to be a skateboard punk rocker? Leroy says, "Send a picture." Leroy says, "Hello." Leroy says, "I'll keep on rocking, girl. Yeah, keep on rocking. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage. Anchored down in Anchorage.
Anchorage by Michelle Schacht from 1988. The next song is a little bit of a wombat. My son, Matt Baia, has a radio show up on WERU Maine. He has a Saturday morning once a month or so. He hosts the Saturday morning coffee house from 6 to 10, and I listen whenever I can. And I always pick up some good songs from there. This one came up, and it's his favorite, one of his favorite Halloween songs, and now it's one of mine. The story is about, I'll tell you the story, you have to sort of get the words in there, but this poor guy, his girlfriend has left him, and it's Halloween day, and she took off, and she took all her stuff and just left him. And the sad part of the song is she even took the Halloween candy, and he's in his house or apartment, whatever, and people are coming to the door, and he has no candy, so he's hiding. He's hiding in the dark, afraid to go to the door because the kids are there for candy and he hasn't got any. And worse, the next morning when he goes out, they've shave-creamed his car, they've dumped garbage on his front lawn, you know, to what they do to some people who don't have candy for the kids. So it's kind of a cute song. He's telling a story about, and the name of the song is "Are You Happy Now?" And he's saying to his girlfriend, you know, "You left me and you took all the stuff. Are you happy now?" And he sort of says, "I hope you're happy with whatever what's his name is." So here's the song, "Are You Happy Now?" by Richard Schindel.
You took the toaster when you went. Never paid your half the rent. You took the spices from the rack. but you don't have to put them back. 'Cause in your haste on Halloween, you left your camera on the bed where we played roles in black and white. You left a roll of black and white. I set the timer, thought of you, and put the lens up to my head. I took a photograph for you. What comes out gray is really red. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? Are you happy now? I smashed your pumpkin on the floor. The candle flickered at my feet as goblins flew across the moon. Children peered into the room. The cowboy shivered on the porch. Cinderella checked her watch. A hobo waited in the street. An angel whispered trick or treat. But what was I supposed to do but to sit there in the dark? I was amazed to think that you could take the candy with you too. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? I've sat all night, and now it's dawn, and I cannot believe my eyes. There's garbage strewn across the lawn, but we once stared up at the sky. Paper filled a tree, hovered over you and me. Shaving cream covers the car that we picked up in Baltimore. Though I know it's hard to tell, I hope that what's his name treats you well. I still maintain that he's a bum, but it's your money, have some fun. So are you happy now? Always ask why I have not written you a verse or two. Since that's the one thing I regret, I dedicate this one to you. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Are You Happy Now by Richard Schindel. Next is another happy song. This song has a little story to it. It's from 1952, and it was known as the People's Hit or the Garage Band Hit. It had no major sponsors. The song just kind of went off on its own. It finally got picked up by a major label. But originally, a guy named Don Howard, that's his stage name, sang it at a high school band. He heard it from his girlfriend, and he changed it around a little bit, made some different words up, and sang it for a high school party, and the people had him sing it 13 times in a row. And someone put it on the radio, and it kind of caught on, and the disc jockey started getting a lot of calls for this song, and then neighboring cities called. They wanted the song. And so the song just became very popular. Eventually, the original author was a woman who taught a camp and had taught it to his girlfriend, and she came in and wanted to share the royalties, and so they split the royalties. But this was a number one hit, oddly enough. It's an odd little song. In the United States, in 1952. So see what you think of this. This is something different.
The sun is shining, oh happy day. No more troubles and no skies of gray. Ever since since you said those words to me. You said you love me. I know it's true. My life's complete, for now I have you. Oh, happy day. Oh, lucky me. The moon is shining. Oh, happy night. Come to me, darling, and hold me oh so tight. I need your loving, really, yes I do. You said you love me, I know it's true. My life's complete, for now I have you. Oh, happy day. Oh, lucky me.
Oh, Happy Day by Don Howard from 1952. Here comes the wombat. I love doing wombats. As those of you who listen regularly know, I am a singer and write songs, and I don't claim any great expertise at it, but I've been sneaking them into the shows, and here comes one. For many years, over 30 years, I sang with a group in New York City. It was the Pinewoods Folk Music Club, and we had weekends and weeks and lots of parties and lots of singing. And I always loved to sing with them because when we got 20 or 30 people together, they all were singers. We'd have a huge chorus, and people could sing harmonies, and they would just sing their little hearts out. We had a great time. So I wanted to write a song at one point that was sort of a tribute to what I call the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus. And this is a song. I sang it at the campus concert at the end of the week after a week at Pine Woods Camp. And I rehearsed them first. I had the audience. There were maybe 7,500 people in the audience. I taught them the chorus so they could sing it with me. And I told them on this one part, they were to go wild. They were just to throw in all sorts of harmony. You'll hear it come by. I prolong it the first time through. So the song, I wrote some verses about scientists, about the Wright brothers and Goddard, who was a rocket scientist, and Galileo Galileo, or maybe it's Galileo Galilei, but here it's Galileo. And then I threw two verses in from the camp that week. The first verse was about the fact that a young woman there, Evie, would some days she'd get about 50 little rubber ducks out in the lake, and those who were around would help her herd them out to this floating dock about, 150 feet out there, and herd them back. It was kind of a little ritual. And so I wrote a verse about that. And you'll hear some laughter in there. I mentioned that Evie sings and someone else swims, and Willie Wade. Well, Willie was the son of Don Wade. His last name was Wade, so it was a pun, Willie Wade, and that's why they're laughing. And then the last verse is about the fundraiser the night before. We'd had an auction, and there were drinks served, and men and women dressed scantily clad. It's kind of funny looking, not really risque, but joke-like. And so the last verse is about that. But the main thing is to listen for the chorus. Listen for the what I call the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus joining me for the chorus. And I had rehearsed them and told them to go wild on the harmony, and I think they did. So this is the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus from Pine Woods Camp, probably around 1990, that era.
Can you reach the stars when you're standing on the ground? Tell me, how did the Wright brothers ever fly? Was it in the inspiration? Was it in the preparation? Was it waiting long enough for the glue to dry? Now what is this for us?
It's the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus.
Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. And when this universe is ending, this and all our souls are blending,
called him a fool most every day. But when the first rocket left the Earth, well, the world knew his worth. Sometimes dreamers have a high price to pay. Well, now what is this
before us?
It's the
Mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
And when this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Galilee, Galileo, well now do you recall the day, oh, you first saw the surface of the moon through a telescope? Well, the church said you were lying, but of the truth there's no denying. Papal error, papal goof, papal dope. What is this
before us?
It's the
Mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
But when this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Sing of the people brave who are over the water and the wave. Rubber duckies to the floating dock they convey. Through the wave and the wind, safely out and back again. Sarah swim, Evie sing, Willie wave. Full of music,
full of laughter,
full of song. And all our souls are blending. May the last breath of life be a song. There were pina coladas, scantily clad white persons. Did you see the kiss that Annie McKenzie gave Noel? Georgia rubber nut delusions, lots of laughter and confusion. Contributions to this place we love so well. Last time now. Oh, now.
What is this before us?
It's the
Mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
And when this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song.
That was the Mighty Pinewood Chorus, which I wrote and sang, and that was the chorus you heard singing with me. That was indeed the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. The next song is by Johnny Cash. I just ran across it recently. It turns out it was written by Jean Ritchie. Jean Ritchie lives in the New York area. She's from Kentucky. Fairly well-known folk singer, folk musician, and she was around the Pinewoods group a lot. I was in a show with her once. I was in the volunteer chorus. And she had us all organized in different ways. It was a Kentucky Christmas show. Every year the Revels in New York has a Christmas show, and that year the theme was Appalachians in Kentucky, and Jean Ritchie was the lead singer. And one thing I remember was on the stage in the dark doing Come Life, Quaker Life, Shaker Life. Come life, shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of us all that is carnal. She had us marching around in the dark in little groups. It was eerie and strange and just absolutely wonderful. And that was Jean Ritchie. Well, she wrote this coming song, and Johnny Cash sings it. It's called The Ellen Inn Doesn't Stop Here Anymore. And it's kind of doubly sad. It's about working in the coal mine and how hard it is. And then what happens when the coal mine shuts down? I mean, it's bad enough that you got to work in the coal mine, then when you don't have a job. So this is The Ellen Inn Doesn't Stop Here Anymore.
When I was a curly-headed baby, my dad daddy set me down upon his knee. He said, boy, you go to school and learn your letters. Don't you be a dirty miner like me. I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard hollow. Old cars rambled past my door. Now they're standing in a rusty row all empty. And the L&M don't stop here anymore. I used to think my daddy was a black man with script enough to buy the company store. Now he goes downtown with empty pockets, and his face is white as February snow. I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard hollow. Old cars rambled past my door. Now they're standing in a rusty row all empty, and the L&M don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed I went down to the coal yard to draw my pay like I always did before. But them old cuts and vines were coming through the windows, and leaves and grass are growing through the floor. I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard hollow. Coal cars rambled past my door. Now they're standing in a rusty row all empty, and the L&M don't stop here anymore.
That was Johnny Cash singing the L&M don't stop here anymore. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. I'm your host, Harry Baya. The show's on every week, Monday nights from 7 to 8, and also sometimes on Saturdays at 1 when there isn't a football game. We're in football season right now, so it's not coming on Saturdays. But Monday nights, 7 to 8, Wombats and Music, and it's my chance to play for you my favorite songs. We're going to switch moods a little bit now. L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore is a kind of a grim song. And the next one's the other end of the spectrum. When life's going well and you feel free to travel and do things and meet people, and this is Dierks Bentley singing Free and Easy Down the Road I Go. It's from 2007, so that's a recent song by my standards. And I think it has a great theme. It just makes me feel ready to travel.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight.
Down the Road, Our Guy by Dirk Bentley. There's a great video of that on YouTube. If you go look for Dirk Bentley, Free and Easy, it's just a wonderful picture of a handsome young man strutting around and young ladies flocking towards him and him singing Free and Easy Down the Road I Go. The next song is by Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride was a black country singer. There weren't many in his era. He was very popular in the 70s. He had 36 number one country hits, so he was indeed popular. And this is my favorite song by him, I think. It's called I Don't Think She's in Love Anymore. And it's tragic, but it's funny. I mean, he's trying to get back in touch with his girlfriend, but he's been cheating and running around, and she's just had it. And he's kind of a little slow to pick up the fact that she's not in love anymore, but he finally gets it, and he sings it in the song. So it's a great, great song, good chorus song. This is Charlie Pride.
Well, I came in late again last night. Really, it was this morning. I had my alibi. I was gonna be charming, but the locks were all changed. I was stuck outside with a key that no longer fit. There was a note on the door that said, adios, sayonara, goodbye, this is it. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up her telephone and locking her door. I don't think she wants to hear anymore of my life. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye. Tired of my lying. I was all ready to beg and plead and to turn over a brand new leaf. But the second she heard it was me on the line, I heard click, she hung up on me. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up her telephone and locking her door. I don't think she wants to hear anymore of my life.
Charlie Pride, 1982. I don't think she's in love anymore. Now we're going to switch a little bit. This is Lyle Lovett. Lyle Lovett's a country singer, a gentle, gentle man from everything I've been able to see. I just love his style. There's something whimsical and soft and gentle about him. He married Julia Roberts in 1993, and I thought that was a wonderful, wonderful idea. They both seem like kind, happy people. The marriage lasted a couple of years. I never have looked in to see exactly what went wrong, and I don't think I want to know. But this is Lyle Lovett, a song he wrote. It's called This Old Porch, and it's just nostalgia. It's remembering he's on a porch, possibly of a hotel, and he's remembering what this porch might remember if it could tell us.
This old porch is like a big old red and white perfect bowl, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a panic, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas, with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get them down at the LaSalle Hotel in Old Town Town, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas, that's never seen the day. A GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. Not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late, so long as I run the gap, and he picks me up at dinner time, and I listen to him rant. He says the grass still runs money, just like she's run all along, and there ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone, and you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60. And now I won't nobody listen to it, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. Yeah, this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
This Old Porch, around 1984. The last song I'm going to play for you is called In the Summertime. It's by Mungo Jerry from 1970. My friend Phyllis recommended this to me, and I remembered it, and I had to look it up, and was quite taken with it. The words don't do a whole lot for me. They're pretty good. But something about the rhythm and the style. This was performed by Mungo Jerry. Now, what a strange name. I looked it up. Their name was inspired by the poem Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer from T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. So, how's that for getting a name? From T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. So, this is In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I'm happy, when I'm daddy, when I'm mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. Or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Last for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee dee da dee dee da da da. Summertime, and we'll say goodbye. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. But she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town.
Summertime by Mungo Jerry. You've been listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I do so love finding these songs and playing them and sharing them with you. These are all my favorites, and each week I find another one I haven't heard in a while, and I just get a big kick out of hearing it and then playing it again for the show. I listen to each song in the show. So, it's Harry Baya wishing you a good week. Hope you'll be with you next Monday at 7 o'clock. Until that time, join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Good night.